Chapter 16, Dramatic Success at Antioch. After the disciples had been driven from Jerusalem by persecution, the gospel message spread rapidly. Many small companies of believers were formed in important centers. Some disciples traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word, their labors usually confined to Hebrew and Greek Jews found in nearly all the cities of the world. The gospel was gladly received in Antioch, the metropolis of Syria. Extensive commerce brought to the city many people of various nationalities. Antioch was favorably known for its healthful situation, beautiful surroundings, wealth, culture, and refinement. It had become a city of luxury and vice. The gospel was publicly taught in Antioch by disciples from Cyprus and Cyrene. Their earnest labors were productive. A great number believed and turned unto the Lord. News of this came to the church in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch. Barnabas saw the work that had already been accomplished, and he was glad, and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. Many were added to the believers there. As the work developed, Barnabas felt the need of help, and went to Tarsus to seek for Paul, who had been laboring in the regions of Syria and Cilicia, proclaiming the faith which once he destroyed. Barnabas persuaded him to return with him. In the populous city of Antioch, Paul's learning and zeal exerted a powerful influence, and he proved just the help that Barnabas needed. For a year the two labored unitedly, bringing to many a knowledge of the world's Redeemer. In Antioch the disciples were first called Christians. The name was given them because Christ was the theme of their preaching and their conversation. Continually they dwelt upon his teachings and miracles of healing. With quivering lips and tearful eyes they spoke of his betrayal, trial, and execution, the torture imposed on him by his enemies, and the godlike pity with which he had prayed for those who persecuted him. His resurrection, ascension, and work as mediator for fallen man were topics on which they rejoiced to dwell. Well might the heathen call them Christians.